Guinea's planned strike action was rescinded early Thursday just as it was about to begin. One of the main union leaders, Rabiatou Serra Diallo, explained, two committees will be set up to evaluate and follow progress of previous strike-ending deals.
Nous avons convenu à mettre deux structures en place.
She also gave a deadline of March 31st for progress to be accomplished. President Conte has repeatedly broken a previous accord giving the current Prime Minister, Lansana Kouyaté, broad powers. Mr. Kouyaté was named Prime Minister after deadly union-led protests last year for better governance. President Conte recently fired the communications minister, something only the consensus Prime Minister should have been able to do. The firing followed a battle of communiques marking the new year, the first a presidential address on the internet, which said the government was performing poorly. The second, the communications minister, saying whoever wrote the president's message was out of touch with reality. Another union official, Mamadou Tanoubade, says the strike was suspended in consideration of Muslim pilgrims returning from Mecca and for young people who are passionate about soccer. Guinea will play the opening match against host Ghana during the upcoming African Cup of Nations. A presidential aide, a representative of business leaders, as well as lawmakers from both the ruling party and the opposition, all hailed the decision to avert the strike as being a step forward, away from possible violence, toward constructive dialogue. But earlier in the day, union leaders from the interior of Guinea reacted angrily as it appeared the strike action would be rescinded. Abdul Gaderi Fofana said the unions would be better positioned to negotiate in a position of strength with people power during a general strike. President Conte recently issued another decree giving powers of the prime minister to a presidential secretary. He has also refused to relinquish control over key economic interests, such as the central bank. While the unions negotiated Wednesday on the streets of Conakry, many residents said that they wanted, in their words, total change, but were afraid of reliving last year's violence in which nearly 200 people were killed, most of them shot dead by soldiers. Mr. Conte has ruled resource-rich Guinea since a military coup in 1984, despite a crumbling infrastructure and his own poor health. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Conakry.